Hello, everybody, and welcome to season 2, episode 1 of Mommy Talks with Nina. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. How are you all doing? I know it has been quite some time. My last episode was at the end of January. It was titled Childcare. And I have been MIA ever since, but a lot has happened from a pandemic, which we are still living through, and everything that just has been going on with systematic racism and oppression that has been going on in this country for centuries. It wasn't my thought to be gone this long, and I think in the midst of everything it just kind of happened that way, and sometimes life does happen. I will say that I was planning out season 2. I had topics in mind and I was getting ready, and then after my son's 1 year birthday, March 1st, it was a pandemic and a shutdown. So life and things just kind of have changed, and there still is things changing, and we're not really back to how things used to be, and that is fine. But I decided now would be the best time to come back and to speak and have an episode, and I thought, well, why not my first episode be about the pandemic and pregnancy and pandemic? Because over the past 3-4 months, I've seen online and my different mommy groups that I am in or on social media platforms that so many women that are pregnant, who were pregnant and found out they were pregnant prior to the pandemic, or just women that gave birth during the pandemic, have been asking so many questions and have been dealing with so much when it comes to their health, their wellness, and the health of their baby and their mental state. And also a lot of women now are finding out that they're pregnant during this pandemic that we're still living in. So I thought, why not title my first episode for season 2, Pregnancy and Pandemic? So first, I just want to check in with everyone. How are you doing? How are you feeling? How has life been for you? I would say that for myself, life really shifted mid-March. I went from working in a school setting, working and being out of the home every day, to then working remotely from home. So that was different. I went from having my regular day-to-day schedule to then just being kind of confined in the house and not really going out much, maybe just really going for groceries and essentials. My son was in daycare Monday through Friday, full time. So he went from daycare to then being home. So that was definitely a transition in itself of how do I work from home and also take care of my son. His routine definitely changed, and I would say it maybe took a couple of months to find a good routine for him, a good routine for myself. But I would say that now we have definitely been in the groove of things for some time now, and now it's just getting to that point of trying to figure out what September is going to look like, because a lot of us don't really know. Am I still going to be working remotely from home, or am I going to be back in school? Is my son going to be home, or is he going to be back in daycare? So it's definitely a lot of uncertainty and not really knowing what's going to happen. But I guess for myself, and I think for many people, we just have to kind of take it day by day, because it can become very overwhelming and stressful. So I'm just trying to enjoy every moment, every day. And once I get more information, I know that I can plan more, even though I have started thinking about certain things. But I know that once I have definite answers to all my questions, then I can move forward. So that is kind of my little update. So I hope all of you are doing well and you've been safe and healthy and fine. So I just can't imagine how it must feel being pregnant during a pandemic. I know just being pregnant in general can be rough with a mix of feelings and emotions. I even dealt with that. But the uncertainty of things and carrying a life inside of you and knowing that a pandemic is here, it just must be so trying. To stay healthy for you and your baby. But I would say just know that you aren't alone. Just know that there are so many other women who are dealing with the same thing as you. And I'm sure that it can feel uneasy and overwhelming and very stressful, but knowing that you aren't alone is a good thing. I think that is what kind of helped me through knowing that my son was home with me, and knowing that, you know, I'm not the only mother who's home with their child. I'm not the only mom who's working from home and trying to adjust and deal with things. So I think that really helped me to kind of deal with everything. So I was thinking, what are some tips or some strategies that can help women who are pregnant so during this time? So the first I would say would be to limit your news media intake. Information, I know, is fuel, and we all constantly like to scroll the news feeds to learn about what's happening, what's going on every second of the day from the moment we wake up to when we fall back to sleep. But I would say maintaining what's going on in the world and current events will really help you as a pregnant woman, because so much is going on, and just constantly reading that negativity can have such an impact on your outlook and the way that you're thinking. So it's not to say that you can't watch TV or go on social media, but I would say maybe just to read the headline of an article and not the entire article, I think is just very important to remember to put the sole focus on what matters right now, which is staying healthy and delivering a healthy baby. So I would say maybe limit the amount of time you're on it. Maybe if you're going to go on social media in the morning, say, okay, I'm going to go on 15 minutes or so, and then maybe I'll go back on later in the day, 15-20 minutes, and that's it. Also, another thing that you can do is take a social media break, take a social media fast. A lot of people do that. It could be a couple of days, it could be a whole week, however long you may choose, maybe just to rest your mind and to focus on something else. Netflix is also cool. Taking a walk, reading a book, listening to music, maybe playing a board game or listening to a podcast is also a way where you can kind of escape and get away from what's going on. Number two, daily or nightly meditation or mindfulness. So insomnia throughout pregnancy is normal, and especially in the third trimester for some women. So meditation or some sort of mindfulness can be important. So just being still and in the moment, deep breathing is also very good. And they have a lot of great apps out there with emotional wellness to deep relaxation and sleep meditation that you can just select and maybe do daily. You might think of a time during the day when is best for you, maybe in the morning or maybe in the night before you go to bed. So you can do 5, 10, or 20 minutes, however long you like, but just being still and just you know, taking your mind out of whatever just is going on and just focusing it and putting that on something else. So 2 minutes, maybe every morning, night, can truly have a lasting effect, especially during these rough and tough times. 3, I would say maintain a schedule and control daily events. So you want to stay healthy, you want to eat healthy, take your vitamins, drink enough water, exercise, and make sure you're getting good quality sleep. These are things that you can control in your life, despite the pandemic and what is going on in the outside world, which you can't control. But making sure that you're staying well for yourself and for your little one is definitely essential and critical during this time. Also, you might be thinking, oh, it's such a bummer that with social distancing, 6 feet apart, everything going on, like, I can't have this gender reveal or baby shower that I had planned of or that I wanted to have. But I would say you can still have those fun events with families and friends and just plan them in a different way, a social distance kind of way, a 6 feet apart kind of way, because you want to keep yourself safe and healthy and your baby safe and healthy. So some really cool creative ideas that I have seen during this pandemic, which I think is great, have been women hosting virtual gender reveals or virtual baby showers via Zoom or Google Meet, which I think is awesome to still stay connected in that way and still have that fun. Another thing you can also do is, I know that a lot of people have been doing them for their kids' birthdays, so kind of like a parade, drive-by birthday party. You could do something like that for a shower. You know, people could drive to up to your house, drop off gifts, and it's a way to still have fun and celebrate. I would also say it's also very important during this time to still stay connected with friends and family. It's so great that we live in a world in a day and age of technology. So I know for me, when I felt very disconnected from my friends, we would have group FaceTime chat or we would talk on Zoom. There's so much that you can do to stay connected, text or talk on the phone, even though everything is going on. So the activities don't have to stop because of the pandemic and what we're going through. You can still have those fun activities. You can still celebrate yourself and your baby. It's just all about being creative and being safe at the same time. A park is also a good idea. You, with everything like opening back up and being open, you could find a nice park that's doesn't have a lot of people or an area in a park where you can do like a gift shower or something. So there's so much that you can do. So 4, I would say get to prepping. Being that you're home and you have this extra time, what better time is it to now get to work? Whether that is getting work done in your house, whether that is getting ready for the baby, maybe fixing up the nursery, getting things in order for the baby, packing your bag, baby's bag. I mean, being that you're home, you have a little more freedom and room and time to do the things that you might necessarily not have the time for, maybe the things that you would have to push off. This is also the perfect time to think of your birth plan. I know with COVID, a lot of things are different now, even when it comes to doctor's appointments, like women can't have their partner in the room for a doctor's appointment. So I know that has changed. And I even know for COVID and for hospitals, I know for me, like when I had my son, I was allowed to have 2 extra people in the room. But now I think it's only you're allowed to have 1 person. So maybe start thinking of that birth plan and what you actually want to do in these times. I mean, what better time is it now? So recognize what you can do. You can reorganize the house. You can get the nursery ready. Like I said, meal prepping is also important and essential. So just anything that you can do to get ready for your special days. So I would say that, like I said, facing unknowns and uncertainties is not easy at all when it comes to pregnancy, and especially pregnancy in a pandemic. But I would hope with these tips, they could be helpful and you can try to navigate through this together. That you can navigate it and try to think of the best way possible that you can be healthy, that you can have a healthy baby, because things come up and things happen that are not in our control. But with being hopeful and having faith and keeping a great mindset, anything is definitely possible. So thank you so much for listening to my episode 1 of season 2. I'm really excited and so happy and proud to be back. I have missed all of you, talking to you, sharing information, tips, and what have you. So my next episode is going to be Moms and Race, a very interesting topic. So I just want to say, be safe, stay well, and mothers, we are warriors and we can get through anything. Love you all. Bye.